Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Share some market data with you today that we've gathered, and we're going back and forth. It includes Olin, Monroe, and Greene County.
Yep, and it's for the whole year 2018. So we just compared some stats between the three counties for the whole of last year.
Yeah, so this is going to be fun. It's interesting. We have a lot of numbers here, and we're going to take turns going back and forth over these. So you want to start with the first?
Sure, I'll start. So the first stat was how many homes sold in each of the counties. So in 2018, Owen County had over 200 homes, just over 200 homes that were sold. Monroe County had just over 1,900 homes that were sold. And Greene County had just over 260 homes that were sold. So that is kind of the breakdown of how many houses were selling in the three counties.
Yes, yep. And what our next category is trend of sales. So how are the sales trending? In Owen County, it's been pretty well steady over the last 3 years. In Monroe County, it's been the same. It's been pretty well steady. And then in Greene County, we've had a gradual growth of 10% over the last 3 years.
Yep.
So that was interesting.
Yes. Yep, and the percentage of houses that were listed and then sold, there was 79% of the houses in Owen County that were listed, they actually sold, 78% in Monroe County, so very similar, and 73% in Greene County. And then if you listed it with Keith Realty, I think the percentage was like 300% or something sold. But
something close.
Yeah, we didn't keep track of that.
We don't have those stats.
Yeah.
Okay, on average sale price, I want to start with Owen County. The average sale price was $144,000. In Monroe County, the average sale price was $230,000. And in Greene County, the average sale price was $115,000. So quite a difference there between the three on the average sales price.
So if you can buy a house in Greene County and then move it into Monroe County and resell it, you'll make quite a bit of money. the next one is the sale price. So the asking price of the seller versus what it actually sold for. And a lot of, let's see here, Owen County was 96% of the sale price was what they were asking. Let me rephrase that. So the seller got 96% of what they were asking out of the house. Monroe County, they got 97%, so just 1% more. And in Greene County, the average seller got 95% of what they were asking when they originally listed the house.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mid-90s on all of them. That's excellent.
That's a good sign for our market.
Yes, that's for sure. The next one we have is days on the market. So from the time someone listed their property until the time that it sold, how many days was it on the market? In Owen County, we averaged 77 days on the market. In Monroe County, they averaged 50 days on the market. And in Greene County, they averaged 107 days on the market.
Yeah.
So Owen County was kind of in the middle. Monroe County is normally pretty fast, and then Greene County was a little bit slower.
So. Yep. And that kind of shows you also how the market was doing well, because that's even in Greene County at 107 days, that's still that's under 4 months that they're selling their homes. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let's see. The next one is what type of house sold the fastest as far as how many bedrooms? And in Owen County, 3-bedroom house typically sold the quickest. And in Monroe and Greene County, it was the same. A 2-bedroom house usually sells quicker than all the other houses. Now that, obviously, there's a lot of variations and all that, but that's kind of just a general overview.
Yep. Okay, the next category is the average square foot price on the homes that sold. Now, this is very interesting. In Owen County, the average square foot price that people got out of their homes was $79.34. So if you multiply their square footage times what they got, it averaged $79.34 in Owen County. Mm-hmm. In Monroe County, it was $116.56. And then in Greene County, it was $66. So Owen was in the middle. Monroe County beat both pretty good on that, on the square footage price. And then Greene brought up the end with the $66. So that's a very interesting stat.
Yeah, and I think that in Greene and Owen, I think the housing market is slowly rising, and I think that the more it rises, probably the more new construction will be able to happen here, because those square foot prices really do affect whether people can build a new house and sell it for what they've got in it. And obviously in Monroe County, if you were building new homes, Monroe County is going to give you the most bang for your buck right now. So, but
although they're not going to make much at that price per square foot, but at least they can do it.
Well, yeah, they can still do it. let's see here. Okay, so for a typical listing in Owen, Monroe, and Greene counties, an average house had in Owen County 6 acres. I'll just run down this way and then you can talk about these counties. So in Owen County, the average house listing had 6 acres, one garage space, 1,800 square feet of finished square feet, and a 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. That was the average listing in Owen County.
And in Monroe County, this is not a surprise, but the average acreage was 1 acre. The garage space was 1.5, so a little bit bigger garages on average over there. A little bit more square footage, 1,980 square feet finished in the home. And then the same as far as bedroom and bath, 3 bedroom, 2 baths in Monroe County.
Yep, and then in Greene County, your average listing had 3.7 acres, 1.4 garage spaces. I don't know how you get the 0.4, but 1,725 finished square feet, 3 bedrooms and 2 baths. So that's typical for, looks like all of them, 3 beds, 2 baths.
Yes, yep. Okay, the next one we have is the percent of sales in the city in these places. So this was interesting also. In Spencer, 17% of our sales were in the town of Spencer. Now, anybody who wants to sell a home, please let us know, because they sell quick in Spencer.
That's right.
But it's just a matter of there wasn't that many that sold in town compared to outside of town in Spencer.
Yep.
In Monroe County, 69% of the sales were in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. And then only 16% were in Ellettsville. Then in Greene County, 29% were in Linton, and 15% were in Bloomfield. So that gives you an idea of what sold in the town itself.
Yep. We also wanted to cover land sales, because there's a lot of like lots and lands for sale that happen in these three counties. In Owen County, there was 33 lots or land parcels that sold in last year, 146 parcels in Monroe County, and 40 land parcels in Greene County.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the average acreage on those are quite a bit different also. In Owen County, the average acreage was 18 on these land sales. Monroe County was 6. And then Greene County was 25.5, so it was more acreage in Greene County as a whole.
Yep, and the average purchase price for somebody that was just buying land, the average price ticket in Owen County was $68,000. In Monroe County, it was just over $100,000. And in Greene County, it was about $78,000.
Yep. Now, per acre average that they were getting out of these, Owen County was $37.76, so just under $4,000 an acre. In Monroe County, 16,322. And then in Greene County, 3,045. So if you were buying, you wanted to buy in Greene County. If you were selling, you wanted to sell in Monroe County.
Yes. Yep. And I think when I was looking at the stats on this, the reason that Monroe County is so much higher is because a lot of their land parcels are normally subdivisions, or maybe they're in town, maybe they're in Bloomington. And when you're only buying a tenth of an acre or a quarter of an acre, that really throws off the numbers, because you're paying a whole lot for that quarter of an acre.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Oh, I guess I should go on to the next one. Let's see here. The amount of land listings, how many of them were listed versus how many actually sold. You're looking at 41% of the listings in Owen County sold. So you you have a 59% chance that your land listing will not sell in Owen County. But it's not just Owen County. It kind of goes across the board. In Monroe County, you got a 40% chance that your land listing is going to sell. And in Greene County, you've got a little higher at 53%. So you got about a 50-50 chance there.
What we was thinking is, if it was listed through Keith Realty, you would be closer to 99% chance. But we don't know those stats for sure either, because we didn't keep track of those.
We sell so many, it's hard to keep track of them.
Sale price versus list price. Here you go again. On the land only, 89% of what people listed their land for is what they got in Owen County. In Monroe County, it was 90%. And in Greene County, it was 90%. So it was real close on all three again. They got about 10% less than what they listed it for on the land sales.
Yep. And the average days on the market for land sales, you're looking at 151 days in Owen County. A lot more than if it was a house. 318 days if it's in Monroe County, and 138 days in Greene County. So all of them are over 4 months that your land is going to be sitting there, and possibly a lot longer.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Okay, and we're going to do a drawing on this to see who listened to the whole video.
Yep.
And what we want to do is, we're going to pick out three things, and if you will put in the comment section what the answers are to these three questions, then you get put in the drawing for a $25 gift card.
Yep.
So the first one is going to be, which one are you going to go with first?
I don't know. How many houses were sold in Owen County in 2018?
Okay, so that's the first one. How many houses were sold? The second one, I think I want to do the average sale price in all three counties in 2018. So it would be the average sale price for Owen, Monroe, and Greene. What were those?
Wow. Do they get a gift card for every one of these things?
No.
Yes, right. Oh, okay.
No, they just get one chance if they guess all these right.
All right, well, that, you gave them three there, so I'll just give them one.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's see. The amount of sales in Spencer, what percentage of houses sell in Owen County that are just in Spencer?
Spencer, so, okay.
See if you can remember that one.
All right. So that's our contest for this week. Answer those questions. If you're right, you get put in a drawing, and we will do the drawing to see who wins. And we'll go from there. It's good to talk to all of you again. My name's Trent Keith.
Oh, and I'm Ethan McNeil.
We're with Keith Realty. Have a good afternoon.
All right.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.